At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Once again, your song of the day, tonight in concert at Pinewood Bowl, All I Want by Toad the Wet Sprocket from 1991.
Jake played the whole song.
Yeah, that was about half of it. 464-5685.
Heyman, did you hear that?
One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers theme today, song of the day.
Oh.
I probably would not usually play that song, but they're in concert tonight, so I thought I would give them a little tribute.
That's
the
reason.
I know that Sip hates the headliner. You hate the Bare Naked Ladies. You despise them.
Yeah, and I would describe my disappointment with you right now on playing that song as profound. It's profound.
I know you wouldn't like the Bare Naked Ladies, so I didn't play them. You give them like a 1.2 several times before.
That song, I just don't even understand the appeal at all. I hope Toad is not listening.
He might be.
He's done very well in his life, so he can withstand criticism from a grumpy 58-year-old and another one about coming here. Jake, that was I'm just disappointed because I've sent you songs recently that you've just ignored.
I like to do ones when there's concerts in town. Okay?
Just like the
there's
concert.
Themes. You got to give it a little boost for a theme.
I know
here.
About every concert in Lincoln day of. I don't have no idea. I have no idea to even get the information. Jake talks about
I'm
it.
Trying
on
to help
air.
You.
That,
out,
oh
Bill.
Wow, that's a good concert. Tonight.
Would you go see them?
I would consider it, but no, I'm not going. Because I like the Bare Naked Ladies more than you do. I like that band more than you do. No, I would
Who's
not
the headliner?
Bare Naked Ladies.
They're the headliner.
Yes.
Oh boy,
these guys are the opener. But I wouldn't play a song for them because I know you loathe. The Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, boy. Okay, for this song rating, I can get.
Where's he going to go with this?
That part where he goes, when he says the last part of thing, that's kind of good. So I'll give it a 1.16. 1.16.
0.2, worst song you've ever played.
ever.
Bill can't. I knew Bill would not like that song.
That was horrific.
You wouldn't even consider keeping it on?
No.
I'll pass
I wouldn't even be on a station that ever come up.
I hope Toad's not listening.
I'll let you know what Toad thinks about those comments.
Toad.
Talk to him.
I don't think even Ben liked it. Ben's going to be a 4.2.
Oh, no.
That's pretty high.
No, this is Ben's wheelhouse.
Is it?
Was that happy?
That's not a
feel-good
song.
You
play in your basement, kind of depressed on a rainy
day. I don't even know where you'd play that song. I don't. Okay, let's see. 5.8.
That's respectable.
Yeah. Jake, we have to remind ourselves, Bill, it's questionable song of the day.
And it's a theme today.
There's a theme.
I would not play
it's not
that
a personal attack.
I don't think I would ever
I'm
play
make
that
it personal.
Song.
I'm sticking personal with it, I think. You could have done something
You're going
else.
Personal.
You could have just said, okay, there's a concert, this song sucks, I'm going to play something else just because.
You kind of like that song, right?
Jake, no, people like to be uplifted by your music, and so this is one
that song was. But it wasn't like a slow song; it wasn't a ballad here.
What year was that?
1991.
Ooh, 91.
Lost years of rock.
Yes,
pop rock.
Yeah,
lost
some
years.
Ratings before we get to the mailbag. Let's see if they agree with you guys with the song. Cheeseburger 2.4.
The burger.
Triple H's dad a 4. John says a 7.8.
John.
Guilt Nerd, total crap, 0.2. Same as Bill.
Has John in Des Moines been with us?
He's once in a while texting. I don't see
him
today.
What about the taco? Anything from Beef Taco?
Let's see.
Pecan pie?
Bill and Ben at 1.2. Barney, 8.5.
Barney Cotton loved the song. How about that?
Maybe it's Barney Cotton. Got a 0 from somebody. I don't have a name on that one.
That's okay.
Sarah on East Campus usually is positive. A 2 on that one today. Mike and Dalton, 5.5. Gavin and Pender, 8.5, Bill. 8.5.
Gavin, I'm taking away your status as the hard-hitting safety after that one.
Gavin.
Yeah.
Pat in Waverly, 7.9. Who in Columbus?
Bert, zero. 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 Thank you, Bert. Zero.
He gave it a zero.
Lyle in Omaha, 6.2.
See, he's getting some decent grades.
Joe in Boulder gave us the gifts. Nice. Six, he said.
He kind of liked it.
I won't get mad at Joe because Joe was very kind to us.
Scotty Skur, 6.3. Sanderson says, okay, six. I'll take that.
Sandy with the hair.
Great band name does not save the song. 3.5. Is Toad the West Sprocket a great band name? Or
I wouldn't say great. I'd say unique.
It's odd.
Yeah.
Brian, 7.7. Wet Blanket says eight. Great call.
Bill with some commentary on the band name. Very interesting.
Wet Blanket, who, again, usually is a Wet Blanket. 8 out of 10.
No way.
How about that from Wet Blanket? El Guapo and KC, 7.2.
You're getting some good scores.
Someone says, questionable is an understatement on that song, 3.2. Mm. Turkey Sub says 2.
Turkey Sub.
I like that. Turkey Sub.
Turkey Sub.
That's a great one.
Food names.
0.68 from somebody. Will in Fullerton says that's a 4.
God, we got
four.
Fullerton listeners.
Well, that's Will from Apply Connect. That's
really?
Who it is. Yes.
The guys from Applied Connect were here on Monday.
They were at the party.
And did we mention that Shoemaker was here?
Dan Shoemaker from Mindel. Yes, he was here. Yeah, we talked about that.
In great detail.
We did.
We covered how you wore the boots. We did great detail.
Sometimes I don't know if we covered it off air or on air.
That's true. That does happen to me sometimes. When do we talk about it? I agree with that.
Yeah. Texture Prime in Boulder says 4. Deion Sanders is chiming in apparently.
4.
From Deion Sanders.
What if it was Prime?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be amazing. Listen to the show.
Prime. Who they play this week?
Okay.
Wait, easy.
Oh, got
Bill's
it.
Thrills. Bill's is Thrills.
He's got the
timeout
envelope.
Yes.
They have the envelope.
Yes, Benny. You get that form a little bit ago.
All right, Jake, that was interesting today.
Interesting or was it bad?
Interesting is questionable, surprising to me that you would do that, but whatever.
Man. Well, let's fire up the mailbag.
I love the mailbag.
The mailbag. The bag.
The bag.
Let's get it fired up. Why not here on a Wednesday? Here we go. All right, the mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technology. We just talked about Will in IT. Bill, what do you not want heard?
I've been had.
You don't want it? Those are terrible words. They're terrible words. It won't happen with Applied Connective. They're in all 93 counties.
Do people stay with them, Jake?
99% retention rate.
And what did we hear from Will the other night?
What did he tell
you? They have an office in Columbus. Office in Columbus near the old Walmart.
They're branching out everywhere. Yep. Also, Will brought up a point to me. He goes, if you want to go back to better times, yesterday we talked about answering the phone when you didn't know who called. Mm-hmm. He says he can wipe that out. He goes, he can take that off your phone so you have no idea who's calling you every time. He has the ability on your phone to take that away. That'd be nice. All of a sudden, what if every call was a surprise?
Surprise.
How about that?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
It could get you in some jams.
Yeah. Didn't want to answer this call. Did not want to talk to you.
AppliedConnective.com. Check it out today. All right, to the mailbag. John says, good morning. If you were lucky enough to win $10 million in the lottery.
That's a lot.
What is the first thing that you would buy for yourself, and would you keep working? Two-part question.
Absolutely not work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is it 10 million after taxes or before taxes?
Let's go after taxes. Tax. 10 million profit.
To know. What's the difference?
Big question.
I'd buy a home in Barbados. Just keep a place there.
Would you buy a private jet to get there or not?
No, not with 10 million. $100 million.
You'd go through 10 million pretty quick. You'd be surprised to get a private jet back and forth. Hang on.
No private jet. Just a little home in Barbados.
Okay. Yeah. Bill? Yes,
I would have my own cabin. At a resort. I don't want it to be my own. I want to have this beautiful cabin that's at the resort. We're talking either Boundary Waters or in Canada where I can
Boundary Waters.
Yeah, so I can go fishing, walleye fishing.
But
I don't want to be the sole person taking care of everything myself on my own.
Well, you wouldn't have to.
So I'd want to have basically, I might even buy a resort and just have somebody else run it. So it's my access at all times.
Does it sound weird to you that 10 million seems a little light?
This was the net you still had, you made more on top, you took home 10 mil.
I mean, as I said the Barbados thing, I'm thinking, god dang, am I really going to spend all 3 million? I don't know. I'd have to think of more about it.
I think vacation home's good. I'd probably buy some epic golf trips places.
Epic golf trips.
Any place
epic
in the world.
Golf trips.
I'm trying to get down to Augusta National. Why not?
Yeah, why not? And you probably
anywhere.
Would. Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And then the house comes into play.
Yeah.
Vacation home, you know? Okay. Yeah. Let's go. Kip says this. If you had to be trapped in a movie or TV show for 30 days, which would you choose?
Bill, please do this first.
Oh, mine's easy, and Jake knows what the answer is. King of Queens.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, I'd like to be talking to Doug and then Arthur Spooner when he comes out of the basement. Arthur Spooner, have you seen the show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's me and Jake texted back and forth. We cut out little clips from it and sent it back and forth to each other.
Do you really?
Yes, I'd want to be in King of Queens. Show. Yes, I want to be in King of Queens and just be there when Arthur comes out of the basement.
This is so hard.
That's hard. It's number hard. Two for me would be the 70s show, probably. I'd love to be in that show.
I'm going Jefferson's.
That'd be a good one.
It's been super fun in that apartment complex. I would like to live in the apartment complex with him. And hopefully become friends with George.
Yes,
that would be it. I don't know what
he
I
ran
can't.
A dry cleaning right franchise,
and they were fun. They were funny. Fun. George was super funny. Wheezy was funny. Yeah.
I'd stick with news radio.
Okay, news radio. Yeah,
we already do that, but in radio right now.
Jake sent me a news radio one the other day that was so good. It was so good.
It was.
It wasn't even Phil Hartman in that one.
It was
the owner or whatever.
Get his name. He played Jimmy James in the show. But yeah, news radio.
Okay, news radio. That's a good question.
Thank you to Kip.
Kip,
hey, we got Michael. Who we saw for the pregame show. He was
Michael
here
was here
yes. from Hawaii.
Michael was here with his
the 808.
His dad and his brother. His brother was a lineman at Coastal Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a great place.
I believe that's correct.
Yes. Michael says, aloha. Coach Rule on Monday referenced a group chat of the Big Ten coaches. Every group chat has the guy who always replies in memes and GIFs. Which Big Ten coach do you think is that guy? Head coach.
Who is that?
Fish.
Jed Fish. You think so?
Jed Fish at Washington.
Jed Fish.
Yes, I'm going that. That's
it's not Bielema.
No.
He wouldn't do it.
No.
Definitely not Ryan Day.
No.
I mean, he. No. I don't know. Who is that guy?
Kirk Iowa.
Google me. Ference?
No, not Ference. Not Google me. Google me seems very serious to me.
Very serious.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm just trying to go through all of them in my mind. I don't even know Jonathan Smith at all. I don't know anything about
him. Assess him, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Shiano? He's too much. Probably much
Sherrone Moore's got to be buttoned up at Michigan. I don't know who. It's kind of a good question.
I think it's Jed.
Not Lincoln Riley, I wouldn't think.
I think Bill's got it.
Okay.
I think it's definitely not Fickell.
No.
Fickell's tightly wound.
Probably not Dan Lanning either.
Dan Lanning. Not
don't see it.
Maybe it might be Matt Rhule, honestly. Could be Rhule.
Mm, He's not too hokey. He's not very hokey.
Yeah, you gotta, I know if you got some. If yeah, if you got now, if you were in the SEC, you'd probably say Kiffin. Lane Kiffin. Would probably be the one that would probably be
Kiffin. Fire, and that would be the correct answer.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he didn't do that.
That he never answered, only sent back emojis.
The second question he had was, which coach is most likely to be the green bubbles and having a non-iPhone? The one that makes the conversation go green.
Yeah. Oh.
Who's the one that doesn't have the iPhone in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I don't know.
These are hard to answer.
I'm going with Mike Locksley.
Okay. Really?
You think he's an Android?
I think he's a droid guy.
Really? Droid?
Yep. Don't know why.
Doesn't it freak you out when somebody's in green? It always freaks me out. Like, are you getting this message? Anyway, odd question.
Well, that's mailbag. That's broad questions here.
Yeah. Point.
And
what else you got?
Joel says, if there's one skill you wish you had that you don't, what is it? He says, I'd rather play guitar or piano.
No.
There's something you'd like to do you can't do. Is there a skill you want to have?
Auto mechanics. For me, it's clear. I wish I was more adept that way.
Yes, mine would be golf.
Really?
We could play golf together.
Yeah, because people play a lot of golf. You play for a lot of years. I have a lot of friends that they're always playing. So if I could play golf, yes.
And I played it.
I did play it for a long time and just gave up on it because of the career. But
You can do it.
Yeah. No, I can't. I mean, I'm okay. I can hit the ball some. I'll make a few shots. But I'm not good enough to go out and play with someone. So it'd be golf.
I think I might choose skiing. Yeah.
Why?
People want to go to the mountains all the time. I'm like, I can't ski. I suck. I don't want to do it. So
surprises
I just
sit, me that
I
you
just sit in the lodge the whole time and do nothing. Drink
Jake
beer.
Can ski. Jake's very athletic.
You should watch me try. It's not
Jake,
pretty.
I didn't start skiing until I was in my 40s. Well, I didn't start until I was in my 40s.
I got a lot of work to do.
I've never gone
3 times. It's been epic fails every time.
What about like a board? Could you get on a
that's even tougher. Snowboard?
Oh, yeah.
That's tougher.
What do you call it? A snowboard? That's tougher. That's tougher.
It is tougher. I believe so, at least.
Hmm. Oh, that's easy for me. I wish I could work on a car. Although now, you know, nowadays...
You can't do anything on a car anymore. You gotta have the whole computer. What are you going to do?
Right. You can't now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I'd still say that. I wish there's
whip into Napa and get a few parts and put them in quick. It's like...
No, you can't really do that anymore.
No.
But I'd still... There's just certain things that you can do I wish I could do.
That is the mailbag sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back... A talent fee on ticket prices?
Interesting.
Is that coming to college football next? An early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.